of. The key is to be with people like-minded, and to forgive, and to transform. Thank you, Dr. Hulan, and Dr. Vitale, for bringing Ho'oponopono to a larger audience. Also, thanks for being the perfect meeting place to meet the love of my life. And that's signed Chris the Prosperity Guy Stewart.
Elizabeth K. McCall. The drive to Austin felt like a vacation after months on the road with the show. Leaving Houston behind was more than a 24-hour break from the all-encompassing universe of a production on tour. It was the juncture of a night of reckoning that would reorder my reality, even before the dinner presentation that Dr. Joe Vitale was hosting began. It had been months since I'd last listened to one of Dr. Ihaleakala Hulen's Ho'oponopono presentations. A year and a half, to be exact. Even though I'd never met Joe Vitale before, I felt grateful for the fact that he had brought Ihaleakala to a location within driving distance, and I could be part of the event in Austin. As changing scenery and little Texas towns skimmed by the car window en route to Austin, thoughts of other Ho'oponopono presentations surfaced, and things I'd forgotten came back to mind. I flashed back to the first of many times I'd heard Ihaleakala speak, and had gotten chills down my back when he read the opening prayer in Hawaiian. I remembered how I'd landed a book contract 2 weeks after taking my first Ho'oponopono training, virtually by just showing up at a publisher's convention, talking, and leaving my card. 2 days later, a publisher called and asked me to submit ideas for a book they were doing. I had the contract by the end of the month. As the distance to Austin grew closer, I also reflected on a time just 6 months earlier, when a veterinarian in Montreal conveyed the sad news that my dear cat Maya had intestinal lymphoma. It was questionable whether she would live long enough for me to take her from the clinic. When Maya was released, the vet thought that with luck I'd have a few weeks to tell her goodbye. I contacted Ihaleakala for help with a special cleaning, something to clean whatever this precious little creature had taken on of mine. It is now a year and 3 months since Maya's diagnosis. Little could I have imagined, at the moment I was prepared for her imminent departure, that months and miles later, she would still be with me on tour. Seeing Ihaleakala again in Austin was like breaking through the surface after being underwater. One of those back-in-the-world kind of experiences. Yet it was also immediate immersion into the most profound life-altering practice I have ever experienced in 25 years of delving into everything from Buddhism, Celtic spiritual traditions, traditional psychotherapy, dream analysis, and I was good at that, energy work, and even Wicca. And there I was in Austin, face-to-face with Ho'oponopono again. A philosophy, a tradition that virtually wipes the slate clean of the practices, procedures, and endless analytical activities I'd so diligently studied for so long before it, all in effort to understand, fix myself, and live the life I came here to live. I have to admit, there was a part of me that was ready to jump right in among those who'd never encountered Ho'oponopono before and let them know I already do that. But I started cleaning and the nonsense memories dispersed. Before Dr. Vitale had even introduced Ihaleakala that evening, a revelation hit me like a bolt of lightning, causing me to jump up from the table where I was sitting and run to the ladies' room, choking down tears. In that moment in Austin, in a room that looked out over the downtown skyline, Ho'oponopono enveloped my being, and I had a moment of clarity where I knew I no longer wanted to be on tour no matter what. 6 weeks later, Maya the cat and I were heading west en route to Los Angeles, bound for a new home in Topanga Canyon, which surfaced just in time for our arrival when the person who was going to take it suddenly decided not to rent it. Another 7 months have passed, and just last week, as I wavered on the edge of yet another significant change, I read a phrase that Ihalia Kala wrote, "Zero is home base." I cleaned and stepped off the edge of another existence as I'd known it, and now can say that I didn't fall. Thank you for this opportunity to share the changes, revelations, and reflections about Ho'oponopono that surfaced from my trip to Austin in February. Poi, Elizabeth K. McCall. Carrie King. Before learning about and applying the method, I was experiencing struggle in many areas of my life. A husband who didn't believe in me and my ability to build a thriving practice, a practice that was far from successful, and a feeling that I was all alone in pursuit of bigger dreams and goals. During the weekend with Joe, where I learned the method, I met a young woman who had similar interests and goals, and we agreed to do a business venture together. That venture was extremely successful and took my practice from limping to thriving in just 2 months, and we are working on our next project. I feel as if we've been close friends for years and not months. The best and most significant change is that even before my business took off, the relationship with my husband changed in just a few weeks. I had been using the method whenever I experienced discomfort with my relationship, and suddenly my husband was rereading my e-books, asking me questions, and sharing his own experiences. He took on more responsibility at work and has a renewed sense of pride and love for himself, which has a sizzling impact on our relationship. I have an unwavering trust and confidence in myself and what unfolds before me, all the while just doing a simple method in minutes a day. Thank you, Carrie King. Carrie is the author of The Red Hot Bedroom and creator of JoyfulSpaces.com.